catch up with Jess. This is the Hit 96.9 podcast.
Not someone we would usually talk about on this station. Certainly not a band we play anyway, but one we all know. Talking about Gene Simmons, the frontman of Kiss. He has just released a book called On Power, My Journey Through the Corridors of Power and How You Can Get More Power. Now, in it, for some God only knows reason, Gene shares his thoughts on working mums. He says, ladies, if you're thinking about being a working mum, think again. Get over your biological urges. It's natural to want to have kids, but sorry, you can't have it both ways. You have to commit to either career or family. It's very difficult to have both. Now, he also goes on to talk about women using their looks and sex appeal to get ahead in life. He actually uses the words lift and separate. So you get the idea. On 13, 12, 16 now, I want to celebrate working mums and shove it up Gene Simmons, to put it politely. Of course, it's difficult. We know that. Working mums know that. Families with two working parents know that. But for Gene Simmons, this dinosaur, to say you can't have it both ways is just absurd. And to put it in this context of using your looks and sex appeal in terms of the workforce and then throw it out like stay-at-home mums are superior, it boggles my mind. Look, when I read this story, I immediately thought of my own mum, as I can imagine many people would reading something like this. Not think of my mum, think of their own mum, but mine actually joins me this morning so I can find out if you can have it both ways. Good morning, Mum.
Hi, darling.
Mum, I just wanted to throw to you, as I said, you're the first person I thought of when reading these comments by Gene Simmons. You know, ladies, you can't have it both. You know, you have to commit to either career or family. You had two children, me and younger brother. How do these comments make you feel? I mean, do you think you have to commit to either career or family? I think we turned out all right with you going back to work.
First of all, definitely, I'm very proud of my two children that, you know, your father and I have brought up. You're both very successful in your own careers. And what has helped with that, with being able to fund your education to get you where you are now, is that it's been a matter of a balance between responsibilities between your father and I, and that is what has contributed to this. Now, I personally, being very honest, I wanted to go back to work at particular stages of my life when I knew that you and your brother were settled in your schooling. I also needed that outlet as well, because I've worked very hard to get where I am in business, and it was just your father didn't have to give up his job and I didn't want to give up mine, but we both were involved in bringing up our two children, which was our priority. But we also wanted that career as well.
Yeah, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And further to what you're saying, you were a fantastic role model. You were able to juggle both, you know, and you had your own identity outside of being a mum. I mean, we still grow up in a fantastically loving household. There was a home-cooked meal on the table every night, besides obviously Friday night, you know, fish and chips or pizza or whatever. But you still maintained your own identity outside of this family unit, outside of that mum brand, that brand mum tag, which I think is awesome.
Well, and it was a beautiful balance. And your father, I have to say, was extremely supportive. It wasn't just my responsibility, it was our responsibility. And I think this is where perhaps others' downfall lies. It's just saying, well, she's the female, she has to stay home and look after the children. Well, what sort of role model is that, especially in today's society? I mean, we're in 2017. For goodness sake.
I know, so, and we still have people shaming women for making that choice. Hey, if you want to be a stay-at-home mum, if you have the financial capability to do that, by all means, do it if that's what you want. But we shouldn't be shaming women for wanting to go back to work as well.
Well, I don't understand why that would be happening in today's society. I mean, I know so many people that I've worked with that have made the decision as men to stay home and look after young children because their wives were in a role where they were actually bringing in more money into the household. So the roles have totally reversed. So I just think it's just so old-fashioned to be talking that way.
Well, how old Gene Simmons? He's from your era. He's from how old's he?
I'm a bit younger than Gene Simmons. Let me just put it out.
He's Jurassic. It's almost like why are you having an opinion on this, mate? Your opinion on this matter isn't required.
Well, I think he's the one that should be staying at home and looking after the children. It'll be a real eye opener, and you know what. He can add it to his resume.
Yeah. Add that chapter to his memoir that's just been released. Hey, Ma, thank you so much. And, kudos to you. Well done on raising two great kids.
Cheers. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Ma.
Bye.
That was Lisa Farchione, my mother. Very eloquent lady. That's where I get my vocabulary from. But, you know, so let's stick it to Gene Simmons. 13, 12, 16, doesn't matter if you're a KISS fan or not. 13, 12, 16, are you a working mum? Do you know a working mum? Have you done it both ways? Which Gene is apparently saying it cannot be done. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Let me high-five you over the radio. Taking your calls next. And I wanted to take a moment today to shout out to the working mums of the GV after Gene Simmons, you know, the Jurassic dinosaur from KISS. Yeah, he's released a book and in it, for some reason, the book title's all about power. But for some reason in the book, he talks about working mums and mums in general, saying you can't have it both ways. You need to put aside your biological urges and choose career or family, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. And it's actually really harmful. So on 13, 12, 16, I want to celebrate the working mums of the GV. And Matilda has called through in Shepparton. Matilda, tell me about your mum, kicking goals.
She's a single mum. She has two kids and she's running her own pub.
Running the pub?
Yeah.
What an absolute legend.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, great role model for you. And do you have a little sister sibling?
A little brother.
Little brother. And how great is that? I'm so happy to hear that. I'm going to message this man, this Gene Simmons man, and tell him, look, we've got real life examples here.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for the call. Give your mum a high five for me, okay?
Okay, I will.
Legend. And in Shepparton, Beck, talk to me. Kick-ass working mums. Are you one? Do you know one?
I am one. Especially when I separated from my daughter's father, it was important that I worked. I couldn't afford to give her all that she wanted or needed without working. So, you know, sometimes we don't have a choice. But now I'm married and I'm still working and we've still got the two children now. So, I think it teaches the children that there's responsibility and stuff involved as well.
Absolutely. And if you can manage your work-life family balance, that is absolutely your choice. And you sound like you're kicking goals. Thank you so much for getting involved, Beck. High five to you over the radio, audio high five. I've got a double pass to the Shepparton Left Jab Boxing Carnival. It's on this Saturday night. Would you like it? You want to take someone with you?
I would love to. That would be awesome.
Legend. That is all yours. Thanks so much, Beck.
Thank you.
You're waking up with Jess on the GV's Hit 96.9.